The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The following program is sponsored by Tradeway.com and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, we get together 4 to 7 each afternoon to talk about what I call matters that really do matter, things of importance and significance that you and I can talk about, learn about, also keeping you posted on very important and exciting events upcoming, such as a 2-day training event called Step 1, Start Your Journey. Being held in our area Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Joining me to talk about these days and tell you how it can really help you truly improve and strengthen your own financial future, our good friend David Mitchell. He is founder and CEO of Tradeway. While long a very successful leader in the world of business, David's greatest passion is that of serving the kingdom of God as a pastor for over 30 years. And that includes his current ministry as pastor of a church in Corsicana, Texas. David also hosts the popular Word on Investing by Tradeway. That's a radio program that airs on Christian radio stations all across the country, including, by the way, our own 780 AM WAVA, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5 a.m. and again 4:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on 780 a.m. WAVA. So David, my friend, it's an honor always to talk with you. Welcome back to WAVA and the Don Crow Show.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned very briefly, and I know there are folks who've heard you on the program before, but there are others hearing about David Mitchell and Tradeway System for the first time. So take a few moments to tell us a little bit about both.
All right. Well, Don, I was a businessman before I was saved. I had 2 degrees in business, including an MBA degree. I was running our family oil company, and I was on my way to work one morning, and the Lord Jesus saved me. He called me out of darkness into light that day, changed my life. And I was about 24 years old at that time and went home and told my wife something had happened to me. I wasn't sure what, but I said, I think I got saved today. And so that changed my life. I met my mentor probably 3 months after that. His name was Dr. Irwin Freeman, and some people called him Rocky Freeman. And he was a great revivalist preacher around the country and around the world back in those days. He was a Jewish believer. And he didn't want me to go to seminary. That I got called to preach 3 years after my salvation, by the way. But he became my mentor. He did not want me to go to seminary because he said so many of them are too liberal right now. But I've got all the books, all the theology books you need. I'll be your guide. So that was my seminary. And I've been in the ministry now for over 35 years and senior pastor at Park Meadows Church in Corsicana, Texas for 25 years or so. And so that's my first love, is studying and teaching the Word. But because of my business background, I've never had to take a salary from the church. God has continued to bless me in businesses that we own, and we have wonderful Christian people running those businesses for us. And God's continued to bless me in that. So one of the things our family decided to do about 10 years ago was to start to go around the country and teach brothers and sisters in Christ some of the skill sets that we've passed down through our family from the time of my grandfather on stock trading and trading in the stock and options markets and how you do that, how money works, how investments work, what's the difference between long-term investments and shorter-term investments, which sometimes you can call that trading in the market, and why is it that today people say trading doesn't work, it's got to be long-term buy and hold, whereas 30 years ago that wasn't the case, and a lot of things like that. So we you know, those things have been passed down in our family and their skill sets, but they're not really taught so much in school, even business school. Really the only thing that's taught there about it is ratios that you run doing fundamental analysis, which has to do primarily with longer term investments. You do it with short term ones also, but they just talk about that mostly. So I learned the skill sets for trading from my grandfather. He was a really good stock trader. My great grandfather got us in the oil business. And so my grandfather had the great problem of trying to figure out what to do with excess money that the company was making. So that's when he learned to be a good stock trader. And I can remember sitting at his knee as a little boy and listening to him, you know, talk to the stockbroker and telling him what to do. He never took advice from the broker. He told the broker what to do, and that's the first thing I learned from him. But it's been wonderful. We didn't know how this would turn out, but we're in just about every major market in the country now, and we've got close to 50 staff members and many speakers going around the country teaching these principles. And what's happened is that there are also a lot of Bible, let's put it this way, the oldest book in the world that contains economic and financial principles is the Bible, and a lot of people don't know that. So we teach a lot of principles from the Word of God that have to do with economics and finance and all kinds of business, but including trading, believe it or not. So it's amazing how much information is there if you know where to look for it. And when you do find it, it's authoritative, which means it works for people. So, you know, we just had a lot of interesting things happen also, Don, that we didn't plan on when we planned these stock market meetings, is that because we do include the Word of God, we've actually had many, many people around the country tell us they've actually had revival in their lives, personal revival, because of these stock market meetings, believe it or not. And that they say that they've started reading and studying the Word of God again for the first time in many years and had lives turned around, even salvation. So it's just that is part of God's plan for it that we didn't plan. But I've learned, Don, that God's plan is always better than ours.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue, David, in a moment, come back and talk about the Tradeway system itself and about these upcoming events that are scheduled for our area. Folks, we're talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway, a two-day training event called Step One, Start Your Journey, being held in our area Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Stay with us. More to come.
Celebration Concert Tours presents Worship in Washington, live at the Kennedy Center. Featured artists are Sandy Patti, Taranda Green, Travis Cottrell, and the 450-voice American Festival Choir. It all happens Sunday night, September 29th at 8 p.m. at the world-famous Kennedy Center. Produced by Phil Barfoot, this extraordinary evening of worship will include Sandy and all the artists singing their hits. Here's the good news. Tickets are free. To reserve your free ticket, go to cctmusic.com/tickets. Once again, that's cctmusic.com/tickets. Tickets are free, and gold-level VIP seating is available at $25 per seat. Go to cctmusic.com/tickets or call 615-771-2665. Once again, that's 615-771-2665. See you there.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA coming up. Step one, start your journey. Being held Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. David, what can people expect to learn in this first Tradeway event if this happens to be their first one?
You know, that's interesting because working on some of our radio shows, we did a segment on what does day one look like on the two-day event. And day one alone, not even counting the second day, had over 21 different concepts that are taught. And that may sound difficult. It's not really difficult, though, but it's having to learn a little bit about the language of Wall Street and what some of their terminology means, because the truth is they're not that interested in you being able to understand investing. Because think about it. If you cannot understand it, then you will give them your money that they get to trade with risk-free. Does that seem great? Not really. And then you're paying them commissions to trade and risk your money. So, you know, nobody cares about your money as much as you do. So our philosophy at Tradeway is that it's best for you to learn to fly your own plane financially. So, you know, you need to be the pilot. So it's not that hard to learn the language. And once you learn their language, even if you never wanted to trade stocks, you could at least manage your financial manager and not allow him to lose 35% of your hard-earned money the next time we have a correction like we did in the year 2000 and again in the year 2008. So a large part of it, Don, is learning the language that first day and of the stock market world, why stocks exist, how they work. And then we do show you a little bit about some of the power that you could have if you learned how to do some simple strategies yourselves. But The second day is the fun day, because there you're learning some things about technical analysis, like how to look at a chart of a stock and see its little cycles and what it has been doing in history, and if it might tend to repeat that, if there's a mathematical significance to whether it might do it or not. That's using probability math, but I don't want that to scare you either, because it's really visual, so you can actually look at the chart and see these patterns and not have to do the math. The chart does it for you. So you kind of learn to draw what we call support and resistance lines, which is how you can kind of tell when the stock tends to hit what we call support and bounce up. It goes up for a while and it hits what we call resistance, and it turns it down, and it tends to go down until it hits support again. And you learn how to draw those like the big boys on Wall Street do them, and how they use them. And we teach you those skill sets. So in addition to the 21 some odd things you learn the first day, you learn all that the second day. And when you go home, you think, I did not know that God had put all that on the shelf for me. And yet he has.
And that is, I know for a lot of people, probably one of the most intimidating areas of life is to imagine themselves functioning at all in the confusing and complex world in their minds of Wall Street and investing. And yet you're saying this is not reserved just for people who have an MBA or have some kind of degree or even a natural penchant for figures or a finance background. Just about anybody can do it if they just get the skill set, right?
Well, that's true. 95% of the people that come to our training sessions don't know anything about Wall Street. Many of them never owned a business. So we start from ground floor, and we take the whole thing about our companies. We've spent over a decade learning how to do this. We take the confusing, scary information of Wall Street, and we break it down, and we make it simple and fun. And step by, when I say simple, I mean you can learn it line upon line, step by step, a little at a time. And that makes it possible to learn it and to actually understand it. And like the Bible says in so many places, Old and New Testament, that if you gain knowledge and understanding, it can have the potential of filling your house with riches. The Bible says that. Now, I'm not promising it, but God does. And so certainly if you learn skill sets and understanding about how money works and how the stock market works and how investing is done properly and all these things, it definitely gives you that potential. Even God's word says so.
Early on, you mentioned, and I'm sure some folks out there caught it, that your great grandfather and granddad had the wonderful problem of making considerable amounts of money in oil and didn't know what to do with it. I can hear some folks saying, well, I didn't have a rich granddad and I don't have any money really lying around that I don't know what to do with. So is this simply reserved for people who can come up with a good chunk of cash?
It is not reserved for only people with a lot of cash. And here's what I have found. It's interesting. Our family's been involved in many kinds of businesses through the years, and we own three businesses right now, all the way from manufacturing businesses in the past. We don't own a manufacturing company now, but we have, all the way to marketing companies and oil businesses and educational companies, different things. The thing that I have found that is not only the most fun, but also has the most doable entry level of almost any business, if not every business in the world, is to create a stock trading business. Because even if you wanted to start a little pretzel shop at the mall, it might cost you $50,000 to $70,000 in franchising fees and investment money just to get it going. A McDonald's franchise might cost, who knows now, I used to know, but it's probably $2 million now or something, or $1.5 million something, who knows. But the entry into any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor where you're starting a business costs thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But you can open a brokerage account for nothing. It doesn't cost any money. It's free. You just open the account, and then you could have a garage sale. You could have an uncle loan you $500. Who knows? But you could then wire $500, $1,200. It doesn't have to be a large amount into that account and begin to trade stocks. And so we teach people how to do safely learn this. In other words, we like you to do what we call paper trading first, where you're not even risking any money, but you're doing trades to see if you're doing well. And then we have a concept that we advise people to use that we call small money trading, where you take a small amount, like $500 or $1,200, or even if you were a millionaire, around not more than $5,000, we would suggest, in a whatever small to you, and you do the same trades with that small amount. And that way it really shows you if you're keeping the rules, because it will show up in your little trading account. But at the same time, you don't lose a lot of money, because by definition, small, we mean we want you to put amount that if you lost all of it, didn't even matter much. It wouldn't hurt you. And so, not that you're going to lose it, but I'm saying that's how you determine the amount. And then when you learn some of the concepts, such as stop losses, which are the ability for you to put in the software and you make the trade, you can manage the amount you would lose if the trade went the wrong way and keep it acceptably small on the loss end of it, so that the way that you get the math in your favor is to average, say, 8% when the stock doesn't go the right way, and maybe average 30-35% potentially if it goes the right way. And you can see you don't even have to get but about half the trades correct if you keep that discipline to get the math in your favor and make money. So it's not like you have to get them all right, which is impossible anyway. You can't tell the future, but what you can do is use probability math to look at what the stock has been doing, look at what the world events are, and put all those things in place to do a trade that makes sense and that has education behind it, where it's not just a guess. It's an educated risk, and that's how the big boys do it.
Well, David, what would you say really makes Tradeway stand apart and different from perhaps other types of investing training programs?
Well, I think at this point, we've got over a decade of experience in our great educational system that I learned from my folks, my grandparents on down, and we began to teach that to people that long ago. And so in the process, we've learned what people don't know and how to teach better and how to get better and better at the educational end of it. And on the other hand, we're also an SEC-registered investment advisory company. So we actually have the ability to be able to give investment advice and can do that with the experience that we have. So we've got both ends of the spectrum, and yet we're not one of the big Wall Street companies where we want to take you and invest it and then charge you a commission. I mean, what we would rather do is give you the education and eventually have you where you manage your money yourself. So we're not that interested in the commission end of trading with your money. In fact, we would far prefer to show you how to be in control of that, so that you're actually the manager. And you don't get there overnight, but if you take small steps and you get into our educational system, you literally can do it, and we have many people that are doing it. So that's where we're a little bit different, I think.
I know you've always offered a money-back guarantee. Is that still in place?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get the advantage of a full-blown two-day training system that many companies might charge as much as $3,000, $4,000 for, and we're going to make that available for $99.95, and that's going to give you a ticket that gets your entire household in. And if your children are 12 years old or older, bring them. They'll love it. They'll do better at it than you will on the charting part the second day, and so you'll need their help. And then we'll give you an extra ticket free to bring a business partner or someone from church if you want to, or bring your pastor if you want to.
Folks, that is a great offer, and the track record is there. We've talked with David Mitchell in times past and will, of course, in the future as well. But I just wanted you to know, Step 1 Start Your Journey is being held Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th, at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-80-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723, or just go online to tradeway.com. Or just go to WAVA.com, click on events, and you can do it there as well.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
105.1 FM. WAVA.
This report is sponsored by Frontline Plus. Capitol Bell is trying to recover from a vehicle fire in Alexandria. Freedom Works has some caution on the interloop right at US 1 exit. 2 of your right lanes blocked due to this incident, and you'll be stop and go with congestion from Indian Head Highway, also Oxon Hill Road. Otherwise, as for the Beltway, delays building very quickly. Interloop's going to have you stop and go between Old Georgetown Road over through to New Hampshire Avenue. Also, you're going to be watching brake lights for 20 minutes on the outer loop in Bethesda between Old Georgetown Road as you're passing Georgetown Pike.
Summer may be coming to an end, but the bugs are still around. So don't forget to protect your pets with the number one brand name in flea and tick protection. Get Frontline Plus now.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Clear tonight. Lows ranging from a cool 52 outside the Beltway to 59 in the district. Pleasant tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. High 76. Clear and cool tomorrow night. Low about 50 at outlying areas. 56 in the district. Plenty of sunshine Friday, pleasant and becoming warmer. High 83, even warmer this weekend. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Folks, I'd like to mention again quickly some of the larger gifts we've had so far. Brandon in Alexandria, $1,000 a few days ago. Anonymous donor from Waldorf, $1,000. Jonathan in Indian Head, $1,000. Joseph in Arlington, another $1,000. Milvia in Germantown said, I'll do $80 a month for 12 months. That's a $960 gift. Priscilla in Bowie, another $1,000. Mary Ellen in Potomac, $1,000. So those larger gifts have been coming in, and we certainly could use some more. You know, WAVA, as we've been mentioning, is also making a very special offer this campaign. Anyone willing to donate at least $3,000 to the campaign, we will provide lunch with our general manager, Tom Moyer, and myself at a restaurant here in the Arlington area. And, of course, also we'll bring you here to the WAVA studios, give you a tour of our facilities. And if you're interested in this, call the main business line at 703-807-2266 and just mention, I want to talk about that lunch special with Tom Moyer and Don Crow you heard me talking about, and someone will follow up. If you call after business hours, leave your name and your phone number, and we'll get right back to you. That number to call is 703-807-2266. Lunch with Tom Moyer and Don Crow and a tour of the WAVA studios for a donation to Food for the Poor of $3,000. And also, if you're a business owner willing to make a donation to our Food for the Poor campaign of $10,000, we will come to your place of business with a two-hour live broadcast of the Don Crow Show from your business. Certain restrictions apply. We'll give you all the details. But if that's of interest to you as a business person, call that same number, 703-807-2266. That's 703-807-2266. And in that case, just mention live broadcast opportunity, and we'll get right back to you. 703-807-2266 for either of those offers.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Angel Aloma, Executive Director of Food for the Poor.
You know, a lot of people ask why Food for the Poor does what it does. And we can only do this through the generosity of our donors. But we don't do it because we're social workers. We do it because we have examined the gospel. And we see that Jesus' very first public uttering came when he quoted from Isaiah, bringing good news for the poor. We saw it in Jesus when he fed the 4,000, when he fed the 5,000. We saw it in Jesus when he took care of physical needs, healing so many people all over the place. We saw it in Jesus when he had the conversation after the resurrection with Peter, when he said, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know that I do." And he said, "Then feed my lambs." And it is a very strong message that he was sending there, that we cannot say that we love Jesus without it being empty words if we do not feed his sheep.
That's really what it's all about, Paul, feeding his sheep. And nobody could say it better than Angel does it, because you can hear it. It's out of his, he's a shepherd. It comes right out of his heart.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Your gift is making a difference, feeding God's sheep in the island nation of the Bahamas, the families that have been just completely devastated by Hurricane Dorian. You've probably been watching the news over the last couple days. You've seen it. You've seen the updates. You've seen the movement. You noticed how devastating the damage was as it sat over this area and just completely devastated families. You heard the cries even that were coming from videos and cell phone videos that that people were leaking onto social media and onto the news. But friends, what you didn't hear was that right in the midst of these families are pastors and local ministries, that when the storm just literally passed through, when the skies cleared just a little bit, they went immediately to work. And one of our ministry partners, the Episcopal Diocese, they are immediately at work right now on the ground. We're waiting for their response for them to let us know what additional needs. But we are asking you right now, would you get ahead of this and provide families with the necessary relief that they need? We're going to need a lot. But right now, your gift is going to provide that emergency hurricane relief, supporting pastors on the ground. You know, when Hurricane Matthew hit the island nation of Haiti just a few years ago, I was, you know, South Florida was in the cone of that. And I remember how devastating it was there. And we were waiting our turn, and it kind of took a different turn. But just to hear the stories that came out and how families were devastated. But what was the most encouraging thing about all of that was the pastors who lived among the people that didn't have a care for their own community, their own family, that were working hand in hand with the local leaders to provide resources. And that's what we're doing again right now in the Bahamas. So we ask you, please, would you pick up your phone? Whether it's you have your cell phone there handy, you can dial a shortcut to the operator. It's pound 250, dial #250, press send, and when prompted, say the keyword give. You'll speak to an operator, and be patient with us because the operators right now are making the adjustments to our relief efforts so that a portion of your gift goes and saves families' lives, helps save families' lives in the island nation of the Bahamas, or you can simply call us toll-free. It's 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. Or you can go online at WAVA.com. Click this Saving Starving Families banner. We're going to help these families, and we need your help to do it.
Do it now, would you, folks? And Paul, we haven't talked about it actually on air, but I happen to know that, as you've alluded, these are neighbors in a very real sense to you and everybody at Food for the Poor, because that's where your headquarters ministry is located. And it has created more than little inconvenience for you folks. Think of the inconvenience of the people we're trying to help. But you can speak to that in a way that even I can't up here in the Mid-Atlantic part of the country. How has it affected Food for the Poor's operations so folks can know how to pray for Food for the Poor as well in this time?
Well, please pray, first of all, for the resilience and the strength, because we're going to be working some very diligent and long hours. We're not going to quit. We're not going to relent. We're not going to turn away. Food for the Poor, while many of us were looking forward to like all of you, looking forward to a fun and enjoyable family Labor Day weekend, a laborless weekend. But it was all but that. Myself, just my own personal example, you know, putting up shutters on my father's home. My father has been in and out of the hospital. He is under my care. And then going home to do the exact same thing in my own home, to be able to get resources to care for my daughter and our family, to make sure that family around us and friends had whatever they needed, and make sure that they were taken care of. Now, imagine that 338 times over. That's the number of employees that we have in our Food for the Poor office in South Florida. Those families who, when Hurricane Matthew hit, had many who were affected, because there are many Haitians working at Food for the Poor. When Hurricane Maria devastated the island nation of Puerto Rico, there were so many that were from Puerto Rico and had family in the midst of the hurricane. And now here we are again, friends. Hurricane Dorian affecting so many of the Bahamians that work. And there are many Haitians that are of the Bahamas. It's a very little known fact, but there is a healthy Haitian community living in the Bahamas. And friends, we are all together linked, not only by our culture and our background and 55 miles of ocean, but we're also linked by our love for Jesus and our desire to tirelessly work to make sure that these families and these pastors that are working amongst these families get the help that they need. So friends, right now, can I ask you to just respond immediately? $80, whether you can give that gift. You can maybe give a gift of $80 a month, or maybe you can give a one-time gift of $320. That breaks down to $27 a month for the next 12 months. Or if you can give a $1,000 gift, it will respond to the needs of these families in the Bahamas who are desperate, in need of your help. Please call.
Would you do it right now? We have another break right here, but good time for you to go to the phone and make that call and make the gift as generous as you're able. You are a generous audience. You always have been. So I know we don't need to even tell you how much to give. We would never presume to do that. We just give you these figures as options. $80 for one person, $160 for two, $320 for a family of four. But anything you can give, and the larger gift, you want to spell it out over 12 months, they'll help you with that. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or on your cell phone, #250, hit send, and then when you're prompted, say the word give, and that'll connect you. And of course, as always, online, WAVA.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hey, Rich Lee here. I'm so excited to be talking about I Hate Knee Pain again. Their medical team worked miracles for me. I used to have debilitating knee pain that got in the way of my everyday life, but I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville took care of it without surgery. Their breakthrough treatment is a simple injection of a natural substance your body already produces that lubricates and protects the cartilage in your knee. Your pain disappears quickly. It's FDA approved, covered by Medicare and most medical insurance. Stop your knee pain and schedule a free consultation today. I did it, and you can too. Call 301-679-7900. Or go online to IHateKneePain.com. Again, that's IHateKneePain.com. Or call 301-679-7900. Take it from me, it works. Call 301-679-7900. Let's stop the pain today. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In 2017, more than 600,000 refugees fled Myanmar. The refugees are a predominantly Muslim ethnic group known as the Rohingya. But in the refugee camp where they've settled, Christians have shared the gospel, and some Rohingya have come to faith in Christ. Unfortunately, this has led to persecution from fellow refugees. In one case, a group of extremists beat and stabbed a 14-year-old boy who had become a Christian. Later, the same boy was kidnapped and forced to recite Islamic creeds. Pray for Rohingya believers that God will strengthen their hearts to remain firm in their faith despite persecution.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. The United States Senate confirmed President Trump's 150th judicial nominee last week, marking what Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina called a historic milestone. Indeed, of all the accomplishments that President Trump and Republicans in the Senate will be remembered for, none may be as significant as the remaking of the federal judiciary. President Trump has nominated, and the Senate has confirmed, judges who will respect the rule of law and interpret the Constitution faithfully. Amongst Trump's nominees who have been confirmed are two Supreme Court justices, 43 appeals court judges, and over 100 district court judges. These numbers are staggering. But perhaps even more noteworthy is the number of judges who are young enough to serve on their respective courts for a very long time. President Trump hasn't just altered the federal judiciary temporarily, but has remade it in a way that will have staying power for decades to come. That's an accomplishment that he and Senate Republicans should be proud of. I'm Lon He Chen.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
We use the word nothing very lightly in this country. I remember my children and now my grandchildren opening a refrigerator loaded with food saying there is nothing to eat in this house. I know that many women walk into a closet chock full with clothes and oftentimes say, I have nothing to wear. But in our countries, nothing is very, very literal. It's a word that is used in the fullness of its meaning, zero. These families, they have no change of clothing. They have no place to live. They have no jobs, no source of income. So their last resort is to go to the garbage dump. Horrible as it is, with the terrible stench, with the flies and the vultures and the animals scavenging, they go there to try to find food for their children. They go there just like the pigs and the goats and the dogs to try to survive by finding something to eat, by finding a discarded piece of clothing, by finding a discarded piece of furniture that they might use in their makeshift home right on the dump or on the periphery of the dump. So basically, this is their only means of survival.
Friends, today we are talking about a situation that is very close to what you just heard in the Bahamas. That originally was recorded by our executive director, Angel Aloma, in response to what we saw on the ground happening in Haiti, that families had absolutely nothing. But can you imagine right now, there are families in the Bahamas who, and quite frankly, Hurricane Dorian has taken everything from them. And the desperation is palpable. The desperation is really just amazing when you think about it. If you've never been in the middle of a hurricane or the aftermath of a hurricane, you've seen images like what we saw a number of years ago. And after Hurricane Katrina, right in New Orleans, you saw the desperation. You saw families struggling, and it did not discriminate. It did not choose which communities that it would hit and hit hardest. So, friends, before you think again about what is happening right now and what you could possibly do, just consider that these families have been left with nothing. And so you can provide at least a little something that will deliver hope. So please pick up your phone right now and join us, friends, will you? Your gift will make a difference. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or if you're on your mobile phone, just dial from your cell phone, #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Your gift of any size is going to make a difference and save lives.
I tell you, folks, as Paul's talking, I'm reminded again of a scripture that I've often referenced in our Food for the Poor campaigns and our various efforts together, and it's one that just amazes me every time I think of it. And it's simply where God says, "He who gives to the poor lends unto the Lord, Amen. And he will be repaid." I just stop and remind myself, Crow, God's asking for a loan. That's all. He's asking you to invest in something that's very heavy on his heart. And he's told you, he's God of the universe. He could just grab all of our money and take it and confiscate it. That's not how the kingdom of God works. We know it's voluntary out of a heart of compassion and love. And God says, look, I have these needs, these burdensome needs of the people. I've often said this as well. Two things strike me about many in Scripture. That is two primary issues for God from the Old Testament clear through the New Testament throughout the Scripture is the poor and the children. Those are heavy on God's heart, and he wants you and me to share the burden. And so he says, look, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will be repaid, or he will repay him. So I'm just saying, hey, Wall Street cannot offer you on its best day the return you and I get from investing whatever we can in the kingdom of God. And that's really what we're talking about here, is you picking that phone up and saying, look, I'd love to give $5,000. I can't do that. But how about $50? How about $100? We've given you increments here. $80 provides what we need for a child, a boy or girl, or even an adult for that matter. $160 does it for two, $240 for three. And we've said, you know, a nice round figure is $320. That will take care of the needs of a family of four. And as Paul said earlier, you can do that over a period of 12 months at $27 a month. So it really makes it so that anybody who wants to can get involved. And as we go to this break, would you go to the phone and make a generous gift, whatever generous means to you? I hope it will be generous enough that you'll at least say, ouch, when you make the gift, right? Feeling a little of the pain of sacrifice as you give. $80, $160, $320. Someone, yes, can give $1,000 and never even say ouch, not even wince. You know who you are. So we welcome your gifts of all sizes at 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-4673. Have your cell phone in hand. Just hit #250, hit send, and say the word give when you're prompted. That'll connect you. Or online at our website, WAVA.com. Can't miss the Food for the Poor banner there. Click on that. Make your gift there. Hey, stay with us. We have a bit more to share with you when we come back.
It's fall and you're probably thinking to yourself, I need to lose weight. You've been trying to lose weight for months, maybe even years. Yo-yo dieting, cutting calories, starving yourself. You don't feel good. Hi, I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church, and I can help you lose weight. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition. I've lost over 100 pounds, and now I want to help you to lose weight through our Losing to Live weight loss competition. Why should you participate? Because it works. Our previous competitions have resulted in literally tons of weight loss. These are stunning results. No wonder Fox News labeled me the anti-fat pastor. Don't try to lose weight alone. Join a team of losers. Quit procrastinating. Sign up today by calling 703-560-8677. That's 703-560-8677 or online at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org.
The next Losing to Live weight loss competition begins Sunday, September 22nd.
Grace to You with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
So, I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times, when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So, when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our faith and family mortgage team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
#250 on your cell phone. Hit send. Say the word give when you're cued or asked what you'd like to do. Tell them how much you'd like to give online at WAVA.com. Paul Jacobs here with me, Food for the Poor, and we are addressing some of the crises that have been, and that is plural, the crises, multiple, I should say, that have just been created and still are being created with the latest Hurricane Dorian. What do you think, Paul?
No, absolutely. And friends, we need you with the minutes that we have together. We just need you to pick up the phone and do what you can to respond to these families. Not Food for the Poor, not Don Crow, not Paul Jacobs, but respond to these families by calling 855-860-4673. Or if you have your cell phone handy, dial #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Just imagine families who are swimming to safety, who are wading from their home that was flooded, the second story, they were trapped in the second story of their home, flooded out and had to swim to safety with whatever belongings they could carry in their arms or carry in their back. Friends, these are the families, these are the neighbors that we're providing much needed emergency resources to through our ministry partners, and we need your help to do it. So whether you can give a gift, as Don said, that make you say ouch, we're looking for five of you right now that would say ouch. Maybe a couple of you could give a $1,000 gift. That would go a long way to provide emergency hurricane relief supplies, to provide these families the hope that they need just to get through another day. Please call.
I like that. We'll start an ouch club. How's that?
Yes, please do.
Seriously, folks, some of you give so generously, and, well, I'd say all of you give generously. It's just you've proven it through the years. But ouch is at a different level. It's a relative term. Some people say ouch much more quickly than others because they have limited resources. We respect that. And don't undersell yourself in terms of you might say, well, all I have is, and you fill in a small figure in your mind. Look, I remind myself, I remind our church, I remind you as our listeners, there are no small gifts in God's kingdom. When you look at the story of the woman who gave the equivalent of a half a penny, when she gave at the treasury and Jesus was watching along with his disciples, he made special note. He said, that woman has just given more than all of the other rich folk combined. So it's a matter of what we have to work with that is the measure of really how God looks at our gift. And so we're just encouraging you to give something. Give what your heart tells you to give. Give what you really sense, well, I can do this much at least. If it's $10 or $10,000, we're just saying let's do it together. And here's the number to call as we go to the top of this hour, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Again, you want to give $80 for one person, $320 for a family of four, $27 a month for an entire year. That'll give you the same effect, an entire family. Whatever you can give, 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send, and when you're prompted, say the word give or give online at WAVA.com.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA. Wake up to WAVA-FM and focus on the family with Jim Daly and John Fuller, weekday mornings at 7.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.